Welcome to the Awakening Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you're back with us today as we continue our series on overcoming fear. You know, I want to continue the topic we were talking about yesterday. We read the scripture from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, where Paul said to his young protege, Timothy, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And we pointed out that this was in direct relation to Timothy being fearful of stepping out and obeying God and utilizing the gift that had been God had given to him. For verse 6 says, Timothy, stir up the gift, literally fan into flame the gift that is in you. I exhort you, Paul said to Timothy, to fan into flame the gift that is in you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. And so a spirit of fear will hinder you, if you allow it, will hinder you from being obedient to God and exercising, operating in the gifts that he has placed within you. Now, Jesus illustrated this in a very powerful parable found in Matthew chapter 25, starting at verse 14, where he told about a man who was going into a far country. Now, this of course, is a parable illustrating his going away, and then he's going to return again someday. And the Bible tells us that we must all stand before Christ. We must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, Paul said, and give an account for the things that we have done. And so in the parable, the man, he called his servants together, and he gave one of them 5 talents, and gave another one 2 talents, and gave another one 1 talent, and he said to them, do business until I return. Later, he returned, and he called his servants to see what they had done with what he had given them. And the first one came, whom he had given 5 talents. He says, Lord, look, I took your 5 talents, and I used them, did business with them, and I gained 5 more, and I now have 10 talents. And Jesus said, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. I'll make you rule over many. So then the individual whom he'd give 2 talents, he came and said, Lord, I took the 2 talents that you gave me, and I gained 2 more talents beside. I now have 4 talents. And so he said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Now listen to this. Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. Ah, he went and he hid his talent in the ground. He did not use it. It just laid there dormant, useless. And when the master returned, he had the 1 talent to give him, but the master was not pleased. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered. You ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. Now, the point that we are emphasizing here is what this servant said, who laid his talent, hid it in the ground, and just let it lie dormant. Why did he do this? Well, according to his own words, he said, I was afraid. Oh, my friends. Yeah, there will be intimidation and fear when God has called you, when he has given you gifts to use. But let me encourage you, never yield to the fear. Always do what is right. Always be obedient to God. Always do the thing you are afraid to do that you know that God wants you to do. I tell you, I could have allowed fear to stop me. I was a very shy kid growing up. If even when I was old enough to drive, and I was still living at home, if I was out and came home and there was a strange car in the driveway, I would just keep driving until whoever it was left so that I would not have to be meeting and talking to people that maybe I didn't know or whatever. And it was tremendous difficulty, even after I gave my heart to the Lord, to even lift my hands in worship. Don't ask me to try to give a testimony. And so when God called me into the ministry, and I knew he had called me, it was a supernatural thing. He called me into the ministry. And I won't go into the details of all of that, but a friend of mine who was a youth pastor, he knew, and he and I actually worked on a job together, and we shared with what God was doing in our lives, and both of us were experiencing the call of God. So he asked me to speak in a Friday night service that he was going to be leading in the church. And so I said yes. But as the day approached, I got cold feet. I got fearful. And I tried to cancel. I told him, you know, I'm not going to be able to do this. But he would not let me off the hook. He said, no, I'm announcing it. You've got to speak. I'm announcing it. So I, in fear and in trepidation, I still remember the first sermon I ever preached, been, I guess, like 50 years ago, and it was from the words of Paul in the book of Acts, and he said, when he was speaking to King Agrippa, and he told of his testimony of how he had been apprehended by God on the road to Emmaus when he was on the way to Damascus to arrest Christians. And a great light shone around him, and he fell to the ground, and he heard a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? And he said, who are you, Lord? And the voice said, I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. And in giving this testimony many years after, before King Agrippa, he said to him, O King, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision. Wow. And so that was my message that night. But you know what? I was so fearful that I memorized the entire message. It was only about 5 minutes long, but it was I had to overcome intimidation and fear to get up before an audience. And I had memorized my message, and God was so good. I got up and I spoke that message, and there was a tremendous move of the Holy Spirit at the end of me delivering that message. Oh, God is so good. Do not let fear stop you from obeying God. You must overcome fear. You know, I have a fear of flying. It is an unreasonable fear of flying. And but I have never allowed that to stop me. I have flown all over the world to places like Indonesia, to India, to Eastern Europe and Western Europe and Ireland and Sweden and Bulgaria and Canada and throughout the U.S., and so many times I'd get on an airplane and, you know, and there is this fear and this intimidation. One reason, because you're not in control. You feel you're not in control. But yet, it's an unreasonable fear because, according to statistics, it's far safer to fly than it is to drive. And so I would tell myself this, but also I would go to scriptures. And one scripture that I would... always I'd lay my head back and I'd begin to meditate. And I tell you, as I would meditate upon the scriptures, the fear would dissipate. It would leave. My friends, take the word of God. The word of God is powerful. The word of God will be an antidote to your fears. And so I would begin to pray and to speak and think on the words of Jesus, where he said, Matthew 28:19, he said, all power is, after his resurrection, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. And I would say, Lord, you have all power in heaven and earth. And I am doing what you said. I am going. I am flying out to preach the good news of Jesus Christ. And so you've got all power in heaven and earth. So I know that you're going to be with me. You're going to keep me. You're going to save me through all of this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can tell you, as I would meditate on that, I would experience that fear lifting off of my life. And then there was another passage that I would often read and or think and meditate on, Psalm 121. And it says this, and this, and I would meditate on this, and this was so powerful in overcoming fear. As I would be on a flight, and I would feel tense and anxious. And I would begin to think on this and even speak it under my breath. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by night, nor the moon by the sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve you from all evil. He shall preserve your soul. The Lord shall preserve your going out and your coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Well, I was going out and I was going to be coming back in. And it said that the Lord would be my keeper and he would preserve me. And you know, as I would lay back and think on those passages, I would feel again and again, I would sense that fear and that tenseness dissipating out of my soul. And I would feel the rest and the peace of God, and I would go on to my destination to teach and to preach God's word wherever it might have been. Oh, I am so glad. Here, 50 years later, I am so glad. Preach the gospel in so many parts of the world. I am so glad I never allowed fear to stop me from obeying God. My friends, do not allow fear to stop you from operating, functioning in your God-given gift and calling. Just go ahead and do it. Hallelujah. Don't let fear stop you, and you will overcome that fear, and you will be a blessing to many, and you will bring joy to the heart of God. I'm Eddie Hyatt. This is the Awakening Podcast. So glad you've joined me today. We're going to continue this whole series of overcoming fear, so don't miss any of these. And check out my website, eddiehyatt.com, eddiehyatt.com. And check out the articles, the bookstore there. Check it out. And I look forward to seeing you again tomorrow.